In September, Trempealeau County passed a one-year moratorium on new or expanded frac sand mines. County supervisors wanted to use the time to study potential health impacts of frac sand. But Texas-based High Crush Proppants has found a way to build a 700-acre sand facility despite the ban. They successfully petitioned the nearby cities of Independence and Whitehall to annex their property, meaning county rules no longer apply. Mark Skolos is chief counsel for High Crush Proppants. He says they can move forward, but still need to forge agreements with the cities.
The annexation is really the first step in the process with both Independence and with Whitehall with regard to getting our permits lined up to allow us to begin our construction of our project.
This annexation and two others preceding it all fall within Democratic State Assemblyman Chris Dano's district. He says it's a troubling trend.
I am concerned about the wave of annexations that have gone on because it really has pitted communities against each other. It's pitted towns against the local cities and villages.
Dano says that's because the sand mines don't move, but citizens living next door no longer have input into what the companies do.
So they won't be able to petition their elected officials for redress of grievances because they won't be their elected officials that are governing the mine.
High Crush Proppants hopes to begin construction before the end of the year. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.